Could the future of journalism be in the hands of artificial intelligence? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in ethical AI integration within journalism. Let's get into it. In a world where artificial intelligence-generated content is on the rise, communication experts are rallying for a more responsible integration of AI in journalism and mass communication. This urgent call was made at a seminar titled Journalism Ethics in the Era of AI, organized by mass communication students at the Federal Polytechnic Bauchi. Ahmed Kaigama, vice chairman of the Bauchi State Council of the Nigeria Union of Journalists, emphasized the importance of balancing truth, fairness, and responsibility in media reportage. He warned against the unethical use of AI, highlighting the necessity for thorough research and enhanced media literacy. His message was clear: to maintain credibility, journalists must verify machine-generated content meticulously. Adding to this, Bello Bailey acknowledged the permanence of AI in modern journalism. He urged practitioners to be vigilant and ensure that AI-generated content is error-free and credible. Meanwhile, Silas Shentikwak from Albarka Radio Bauchi underscored AI's potential benefits in research. He encouraged students to harness AI responsibly and suggested integrating AI applications into multimedia journalism curricula to prepare students with the necessary skills. Emma James, a participant in the seminar, expressed excitement about the insights gained. He committed to applying this knowledge in his studies and future career, focusing on promoting ethical journalism in an AI-driven media landscape. AI is being compared to the advent of the Industrial Revolution. It's influencing now, increasingly, who gets hired, who gets policed, and how we interact online. Member of the European Parliament. Michael McNamara made this striking comparison during the Storyboard 18 DNPA Conclave 2025 in New Delhi. His insight highlights the transformative power of AI in reshaping the very fabric of society. The European Union has taken a pioneering step by establishing the first comprehensive law defining AI systems, aimed at safeguarding against potential vulnerabilities while fostering innovation. Michael McNamara, who co-chairs the European Parliament's AI Working Group, played a pivotal role in shaping this landmark AI Act, which sets a global precedent for AI governance. This legislation is built on a risk-based approach, balancing innovation with economic competitiveness and fundamental rights. McNamara emphasized that the European Union's approach is not about stifling innovation, but encouraging it in a manner that protects society and builds confidence in AI. He pointed out that while AI is heavily used in countries like China and the United States, the European Union has been more cautious. Part of the AI Act's aim is to increase AI adoption in Europe, fostering trust among a population historically hesitant about AI. He highlighted a key challenge. As AI subtly reshapes decision-making, it also reshapes power, politics, and society. AI governance isn't just about regulating technology. It's about understanding how it changes our thinking, decision-making, and actions. McNamara noted that India is also grappling with these challenges as it develops its own AI regulations. A particularly contentious issue in AI regulation is balancing technological advancement with the protection of copyright holders and content creators. McNamara underscored the unsustainability of a model where creators lose revenue due to unauthorized use of their work by AI. This lack of transparency prevents creators from claiming compensation or verifying if their work has been used in training AI models. The European Union's AI Act includes a code of practice for general-purpose AI models. While not legally binding, compliance with this code creates a presumption of conformity with obligations, incentivizing AI developers to adhere. This code is being crafted by a diverse group of independent academics and industry experts, ensuring comprehensive guidelines for responsible AI use. In a rapidly evolving landscape, McNamara's reflections remind us that the stakes are high. As AI continues to influence everything from hiring to online interactions, the call for balanced regulation that protects both innovation and creators' rights becomes ever more urgent. It's a global conversation, with Europe setting the stage and countries like India poised to follow. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. But what's really shaking up the media landscape is how governments worldwide are scrambling to keep up with these changes. At the recent Storyboard 18 DNPA Conclave 2025, held on February 27th in New Delhi, the focus was on just that: how to effectively monitor AI regulation and ensure fair compensation for media houses. Imagine being a journalist who's crafted a compelling story only to find it buried under AI-generated clickbait. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, along with the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, is pushing for ethical AI use in media, as concerns about misinformation and biased algorithms become more pressing. Sanjay Jaju, Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, highlighted a critical issue: the imbalance in revenue sharing between media houses and digital platforms like Meta and Google. He pointed out that without fair compensation, quality journalism is at risk. AI-driven recommendation engines have been prioritizing sensational content, leading to the viral spread of misinformation, Jaju noted, emphasizing the need for a fair compensation model. Here's the kicker. India already has legal frameworks under the Information Technology Act and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita that address misrepresentation and misinformation. MeitY Secretary S. Krishnan shared that they're closely monitoring global regulatory developments, particularly in the European Union, to refine India's approach to AI regulation. The goal? Enable AI-driven innovation while ensuring accountability through clear liability provisions. In a landscape where over 150 million channels exist on platforms like YouTube, monitoring content is a Herculean task. For every violator caught, hundreds slip through the cracks. Krishnan underscored that making AI regulations truly effective is the need of the hour. He also stressed the importance of fair compensation for content creators, aligning with partnerships seen in the United Kingdom that recognize the value of journalism. Adding to the urgency, MeitY's additional secretary, Abhishek Singh, announced plans for the India AI mission to launch a platform providing public, restricted, and private datasets. These efforts are part of a massive 10,000 crore rupee initiative to develop AI foundational models, assessed by top researchers globally. The conclave wasn't just about policy talk. It was a gathering of media leaders like Mohit Joshi, CEO of Havas Media Network India, and Rajiv Dubey, VP Marketing at Dabur, who discussed the impact of AI on digital marketing and ad spends. The consensus? AI is redefining reach, revenue, and responsibility in the media world, making the need for ethical use and human intervention more crucial than ever. Imagine watching a movie where not a single human was involved in writing the script or editing the footage. That's no longer sci-fi. Welcome back to the AI in Media Daily Brief, where we break down how artificial intelligence is reshaping the media industry. Today, we're diving into the world of AI-powered video editing, spotlighting a tool that's changing the game, Wondershare Filmora. Filmora is at the forefront of the AI revolution in video editing, offering tools that transform ordinary videos into professional quality content. This software's AI skin tone protection feature ensures natural skin colors are maintained, regardless of lighting conditions. And get this, its AI video object remover allows users to seamlessly erase unwanted objects from footage, perfect for cleaning up those pesky photo bombers in your videos. But that's not all. The AI vocal remover feature is a game changer for anyone looking to create karaoke tracks or extract clear dialogue from noisy audio. It broadens the range of creative possibilities, allowing users to execute complex edits with simple commands, Whether you're a novice or a seasoned editor, Filmora is making it easier than ever to achieve professional-grade video editing results. While Filmora shines with its user-friendly interface and snazzy AI features, it's important to remember that not every editor has the same needs. Final Cut Pro, for instance, offers optimized performance for Mac users and professional-grade editing capabilities. Then there's DaVinci Resolve, known for its industry-leading color correction and powerful free version. Each of these tools caters to different needs in the video production landscape. Ultimately, the choice of video editing software depends on your specific needs, workflow, and growth trajectory. If you're a TikTok fanatic or a budding YouTube star looking to spice up your videos with minimal fuss and maximum flair, Filmora's got your back. It lets you focus more on capturing your creative vision and less on wrestling with complex tools. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. From ethical AI integration in journalism to AI-powered video editing, the media landscape is evolving faster than ever. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.